I watched some of the Padres-Braves game last night. In part, I wanted to listen to Brandon Gowden doing baseball, or my friend, and who's just carved out such a great career. He's done such a great job. And, of course, he sounded terrific. But let's give baseball all the credit in the world. You know how much I love baseball, right? I love football. I love basketball. I love baseball. I love hockey. Love golf, right? Major tennis tournament like Wimbledon, I'll watch. The rules they put in have made such a difference. It's just, baseball is just so much more fun to watch now. And guys are like, hey, I got to get my backside into the box. Pitchers are like, hey, give me the ball. I got to get going here. There's more action. You're not getting the softball short fielder in right field, fielding a ball and throwing a guy out at first. It's just become an enjoyable experience watching baseball. And you know what? The fans are responding to it. TV ratings have been really good the opening week. Attendance has been really good. And guess what? Yesterday, Colorado, they've only had 11 1-0 games in the history of Coors Field. Yesterday was the 11th. You want to know how much time the game took? 2 hours and 18 minutes. Wow. That's what you're looking for. I'm not saying you want games to be 218, but you know, if the games can be like 2.5 to 245, everybody's like, hey, this is great. It's what you're looking for. You know, and it's not just that, but you'll get some games that, you know, like the Braves and Padres last night. The Braves won at 7-6 in a walk-off. But in watching it, it wasn't like they were crawling to the finish. The Braves were down 6-4. They got a couple runs in the eighth inning. Soto ended it with a great catch in left. Then the Padres couldn't get, you know, they tried to get something going in the top of the ninth. They couldn't. Bogarts grounded into a double play to end it. And then Romero got on base and he got knocked home, and that was it. They won the game. But you just felt like the game just had a flow to it. It was moving. May not have been anybody on base, but you felt like the game had a flow to it. It was just, I give them all the credit in the world for being smart enough. And this is something we've rarely said about baseball and the management of it. Being smart enough to do what they did. We have a problem. How do we correct it? And so far, we're 10 days in. Baseball has been so much more enjoyable this year. And this isn't a case where, hey, Steve's saying that because his team is 6-1 in the season. My team's 3-4. They just got swept by the Pirates. So what? The games are moving. It's just fun. You feel like you're sitting there like, hey, this is great. You know, it's like, even when there isn't, quote, any action, you still feel like it's moving. I give them all the credit in the world. The one I don't like, I still am not crazy about the reliever has to face three batters. Not quite on board with that. I would like to see that quietly go away. All the other stuff, great. They recognized they had an issue. They kept hearing from the world, you have issues. And instead of burying their head in the sand, they sat down and worked it out with the Players Association, of course, and said, look, this is what we need to do. They took some of the rules and experimented with them in the Atlantic League. Right? Unless you're up close and personal, the bases don't look bigger to you. They are, by 4 inches. And I think it's made a little bit of a difference. You're getting a little bigger lead off first. You have a shorter path. I mean, you're talking about that's an 8-inch difference. 4 on one base, 4 to the other. The shifting part, oh. And I've talked about the shifting part. I mean, for years I've brought up the shifting part. Right? Well, you shouldn't be able to regulate. Actually, baseball already regulates shifting. Okay, I'm in Oakland, which has cavernous foul territory. And I've got a big-time left-handed pull hitter up. So am I going to take the left fielder and make him the center fielder and make the center fielder the right fielder and then play the right fielder in foul territory? Can't. It's a balk. They already have positioning rules in place. The only one that's allowed to be out of the field of play is the catcher. And if you notice, when they now they don't do the intentional walk thing anymore. Remember the old days, the intentional walk, the catcher would have to wait when the ball's released, then step out. If he stepped out too soon, it was a balk. I mean, these are all positioning rules they already had in play. All they did was now standardize two left and two right. And I think it's been terrific to watch. Baseball's making a comeback. And they're making a comeback because they allowed it to make a comeback. We need to put some rules in play. And you know what? This is our way of making it better. And now we're going to get out of the way. Yeah, I have to give them a lot of credit for that. Because I love the game. Always have. Grew up in the game.